everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
What's going on, Colts Nation? I'm Lawrence Owen, back with another episode of Believe in Colts. And before I get into this Super Bowl preview, I want to let everybody know that I have been gone. The last 3 weeks have been pretty rough on me. I was sick for a week. My internet was spotty for a week. And then this past week, I have a cat that's been very, very ill and makes a lot of noise. So it's hard to record while he's doing that, but we'll see what happens. But that's the extent of what was going on for the past 3 weeks. I am going to go ahead and start doing the content, even if my cat has to hack and gag in the background. I'm sorry if you hear it. It's a situation that I'm having to deal with right now. But I'll tell you what. This upcoming Super Bowl, I'm actually okay with it. I know a lot of people are upset that Chiefs, Niners, they're like, they didn't like either team. Look, I understand that, you know, outside of being a Chiefs fan, people don't like the Chiefs that much. A lot of people don't, but let's be fair, okay? A lot of people aren't really not Chiefs fans. It's more, I think it's more with the Chiefs fandom, right? Their fans themselves kind of get a little bit frustrating. And then, of course, the antics that is around Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes himself, but Patrick Mahomes, his people around him. But that stuff has cooled off this past year or two. Obviously, we all have to deal with the Taylor Swift thing with Travis Kelce, but you know that's not their fault. That's the media trying to push it. So, is what it is. All in all, I like Patrick Mahomes. I like the Chiefs as a team. I think they've come a long way since they started their new franchise under Mahomes. They've changed a lot of things around, and I'm going to get into that plus much, much more in just a moment. But before I do, I got to remind everybody that BetOnline is still your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, NBA, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. So the Kansas City Chiefs has really evolved over the last few years, as I said earlier, and they're more of a, honestly, defense. Their defense is actually pretty darn good. They keep them in games, even when Mahomes and that offense is unable to get some things going, right? Sometimes you have – now, obviously, there is times when, you know, defense just can't overcome, like, 15 drops in a game, right? Which we've seen. We've seen games like that with the Chiefs. But you can't say anything about Patrick Mahomes. He's done everything he possibly can to keep this offense afloat. Obviously, he still has Travis Kelce, one of the best, if not the best tight end in football. And he's got a running game. He's got an offensive line. And, you know, he's got to get more out of his wide receiving core. That's the problem, right? That is the biggest problem right there that is facing the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, a lot of people wanted to see Baltimore. Granted, Lamar Jackson won NFL MVP, but, you know, that's not a Super Bowl, right? That's not a team thing. That's a personal thing. And I understand where a lot of people are coming from. Baltimore hasn't won a Super Bowl in quite a while. Kansas City, obviously, has been there, done that multiple times over the last 5 years, 6 years, and they wanted to see someone different. That's fine. I get it. But I'm not upset that Kansas City's in there. You know, it is kind of nice. Obviously, you know, we just went through the whole Patriots dynasty, and you know, nobody wants to see another team sit on top and pretty much eliminate any other AFC team from getting there because they're just better than that. Well, if you don't want that, be better than them and beat them in the playoffs. That's the way I see it, right? If they're on top, I mean, they don't make it to every Super Bowl, but they seem like they make it to every AFC championship. You got to beat them when it counts. Teams can beat them during the regular season. What were they, 11-6 this year? You know, that wasn't an, oh my goodness, eye-opening, you know, season for the Kansas City Chiefs. But they legitimately beat three good teams to get in. Now Miami, of course, was on a downslide, but they beat them handily. Then they beat Buffalo, who was on an upswing the whole way in the last month. And then they beat Baltimore, which everyone was, you know, was considered the best team in the AFC this year. Had the best record, had the number one seed, Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes was able to knock them off. If you don't like it, then your team needs to knock them off and beat them when it counts. Right? Now, on the flip side, I would have been happy with either San Francisco or Detroit making the Super Bowl. Both these teams, I like both of them. I like where they're both headed. I like how they're built. I like now, obviously, I root for Detroit a little bit more, and most people do, because of the coaching, right? It's hard not to root for the coach and the way this team fights. But let's face it, okay, San Francisco, they were the first seed. They were top dogs. And they are a good, good team. Christian McCaffrey and Debo and that offense. They got pass rushers. And look, I don't care where you come down on their quarterback, Brock Purdy. The one thing you have to admit is that he is incredibly good, at least with this team. Okay? He was good. He's been good since he started there. And you got to remember, he's only a sophomore. This is only his second year in the NFL, and he led the league in so many categories, blowing people away, had less attempts than Patrick Mahomes, but a higher completion percentage, more touchdowns, you know, less interceptions, and more yards. I mean, come on. Brock is doing exactly what he needs to do in this system. And I will say that he's more than just, you know, a system quarterback that only benefits from a system, because the reason San Francisco was so tough to beat compared to when Jimmy Garoppolo was there was because Brock Purdy can make things happen on the fly. If things break down, he could use his feet, and he does a pretty darn good job of escaping, extending plays, and finding people downfield. Okay. Now, to me, that qualifies him as more than a system quarterback. Okay. I feel like he is a guy that could probably succeed on other teams. Now, would he succeed as much as he is on San Francisco with the talent and the coaching and the system that's there? I don't know. You know, that has yet to be seen. But I mean, come on. I mean, he's exceeding huge. If we went by actual how a quarterback did, he should have beat he should have beat Lamar Jackson. All right. In MVP voting, he should have. And we're going to go by stats, you know, and all that. But MVP is most valuable player, and I get that. I understand Lamar Jackson's more important to the Ravens offense than Brock Purdy is to the Niners offense, and I get that, and I wholly 100% agree with that, you know. But who's to say that the Baltimore Ravens wouldn't be successful with Brock Purdy under quarterback, right? Under center. Or that San Francisco wouldn't be successful with Lamar Jackson. I honestly believe that you could flip quarterbacks, and I think they'd be fine in either one. But now we're dealing with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. And this is a game where gut feeling says San Francisco should win this game. Right? But my brain is just going off on, boy, Kansas City is really on fire when it counts in the playoffs. They've been here. They've done that. They know how to exploit situations. They're calm under fire. They do a great job in the playoffs. I would not be surprised if Kansas City walks out of this Super Bowl with a win. That might upset a few people if it happens, but I would not be surprised at all. But on paper, San Francisco's a better team across the board. Across, they got more talent on offense and more talent on defense, in my opinion. In my opinion, right? The only difference is, Patrick Mahomes has that X factor, right? He has that weird X factor that he can just make things happen. You know, that's that whole system, going back to that system quarterback thing where, you know, Patrick Mahomes can put and has put many, many a time the team on his shoulders and willed that team either to a win or damn close, right? Like come down to the last play of the game or something. Where, you know, Brock Purdy, he can make plays like that, but he has yet to show that he could do that an entire game, right? You might see that for a couple plays in a game where he'll, you know, things will break down, he'll escape and, you know, do some crazy magical stuff. But it's not where you see that on a consistent basis because the team's getting beat over and over and over and over and over. Does he make stupid throws occasionally? Sure. What quarterback does? I've seen Patrick Mahomes make some pretty stupid decisions this past year, right? I mean, there for a minute, he was leading the league in interceptions, in interception percentage, okay? I mean, Gardner Minshew had a better quarterback rating than Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if he still did at the end of the season, but at like three quarters of the way through the season, he did. That's nuts. But Patrick still finds a way. Okay. Now the running game, obviously, we're going to break this down. The running game definitely is in the favor of San Francisco. You know, look, Pacheco and company over there with Kansas City, they're effective, but they are not, they don't have the offensive line, the full all-out offensive line that San Francisco has, along with CMC. All right, CMC is a man in and of himself. He is an offense. He does everything and does everything at an exceptional level. Okay, I mean, if NFL MVP was not just a quarterback award, if you took quarterbacks out of NFL MVP. There's probably a pretty darn good chance that Christian McCaffrey wins it, you know, in this year and last year. Good chance. Now this year, obviously, Myles Garrett, you know, he had a really good season defensively as well, but CMC just phenomenal offensive player this year and has been since he's been with the San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, the running game, the ground and pound, and it's not just him, right? They have other plays, you know, that is part of that San Francisco running system where, you know, you'll see a wildcat occasionally. You'll see a lot of motion. You'll see some jet sweeps and things of that nature with guys who can run with power and speed, not just Christian McCaffrey, but, you know, Debo and them as well. So this is a very, very potent running attack by San Francisco, and they can eat the clock. If you can't stop their run game, they will run it down your throat. They will tire your defense out, and they will eat the clock and keep Kansas City on the sideline, all right? And that is the last thing Kansas City can afford to let happen against them in the Super Bowl. Right. They're going to have to. This is a game where you need to get in the backfield and create problems. Get a guy in the lanes. Get a guy in the run lane. Get a guy running up against Brock Purdy. You know, you got to mix it up. You got to mix up your blitzes very, very well, because if you blitz too much, obviously they're going to run screens on you with McCaffrey or Kittle or Debo, right? They're really good at that too. So Kansas City's going to have to, I feel bad for Kansas City's defensive coordinator because he's going to have to make play calls that is going to have to contain this system that San Francisco has. And for San Francisco, their key defensively, you got to make Patrick Mahomes completely and utterly uncomfortable. You absolutely have to. He is the backbone of this offense, period, end of story. Now, you might, well, he's a quarterback. Not every quarterback is the backbone. I'd say San Francisco, the backbone is Christian McCaffrey, right? Or the system itself. I'm not saying that, again, Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, but that system has been proven that they can make just about any quarterback at least adequate. Brock Purdy just brings it to another level. But Patrick Mahomes is a whole other monster, right? If you let him sit back there and be comfortable, or if you don't have consistent pressure on him, look, you get initial pressure, he's going to step sideways, step up and out, something of that nature, avoid the pressure, and then he's sitting there alone, got time all day to throw the football. You got to get pressure, and then you got to keep contained. That's the thing about Patrick Mahomes, is contain. The best way of beating Patrick Mahomes is with a zone defense, a tight man zone, and contain him. Crush the pocket, right? That's how Indianapolis Colts beat him all the time. Crush the pocket, keep him inside the pocket, don't let him escape, and give receivers more time to find open spots in that zone. San Francisco don't play that game. So what they're going to have to do is they're going to need to run a spy. They're going to need to run a spy on Patrick Mahomes. And when somebody, gets pressure on him, he starts to take off one direction, that spy's got to go. He's got to go right after him. Keep that pressure on him. Otherwise, he's going to eat you up. All right. And we all know that, Travis Kelce, you darn near going to have to double him. Or at least over under with safety help, right? Do something with Kelce because he is that primary target. He's not just the safety blanket for Patrick Mahomes. He is the entire comforter set, okay, for Patrick Mahomes right now this year. So if you're somehow able to take Travis Kelce out of the game, I think you can win this game, okay? They don't have another guy on this offense that I feel like Patrick Mahomes can just lean on, right, and win a game. So you take Patrick Mahomes out. That's the best possible way to win the game from San Francisco. Now that I got that out of the way, now we got to go down and talk about score predictions. And I, like I said earlier, it's a game I could see either team winning. Whoever makes, look, who contains which team? It's all about pressure. It's all about penetration and pressure and containment on both teams, right? San Francisco, they got to contain Patrick Mahomes, right? Get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. With Kansas City, like I said, they have to keep everything in front of them, right? That's what they need to do. They need to contain big plays. San Francisco's huge at yak yards plays. They got to contain that stuff. Keep everything in front of them and tackle well. That's how they got to beat San Francisco. Sure, San Francisco's going to have those 3-yard outs, but, the 7-8 yards yak is what kills teams. So, all right. I am going to go with the San Francisco 49ers 27-21. That's what I think is going to win. I think it's, again, I think either team could win this game. And I would not be surprised at all if Kansas City walks out of this with another Super Bowl ring. But like I said, I feel like this is San Francisco's time. I think they're better on paper, and they should win this Super Bowl. Let me know in the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube or anywhere else, let me know in the comments what you think of my analysis, and give me your opinions on how you feel like this upcoming Super Bowl is gonna turn out. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, audio, wherever you're listening to it, please make sure to leave a good review. If you can leave a like, I'd appreciate that well, and share this to your favorite social media. And until next time, I'm Lawrence Owen. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?